The book of Genesis 14:17-20. After Abraham's return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with them, then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High, and he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And he gave him a tithe of all. Let us again remember this event, the image of which needs to take place in every person who walks in the footsteps of the faith of Abraham. I will shortly remind us that this event describes the war of four kings who were led by Chedorlaomer, and they were against five kings who were in Palestine. 12 years they were under Chedorlaomer. In the 13th year, they rebelled, and in the 14th year, Chedorlaomer went against them in battle. And during this time, Abraham's family, including Lot, were taken. And so the four kings who invaded Palestine and took the five Palestinian kings captive, they were then conquered with Abraham by Abraham and his allies. After this, in the Valley of the Kings, he met the king of Sodom, who then acknowledged the royal status of Abraham, and Melchizedek also he met, who brought him bread and wine and blessed the promised land, and Abraham gave a tenth of everything he had. The four kings, Apostle Arkady writes, who invaded Palestine and took the five Palestinian kings captive, is an image of our carnal mind that has not yet been renewed by the spirit of our mind, who has taken the five Palestinian kings in the form of our five senses captive. These Canaanite kings took part, or three Canaanite kings took part in this war together with Abraham. These were Abraham's allies. These were Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. The name Aner means to break or crush. The name Eshcol means a cluster of grapes. And the name Mamre means the word. These three allies helped Abraham defeat these four enemies, four other kings. And when it says the word, this is the word that's anointed by the Holy Spirit, that is called to crush something. These are the strongholds of true salvation that are called to destroy and crush the false strongholds of salvation in the minds and hearts of the Christian people. Together with his allies, Abraham crushed the armies of Chedorlaomer and took him captive and returned Lot and possessions and people of the king of Sodom, who were over the five kings of Palestine. Symbolically, in this war, which symbolizes the death of Christ, Abraham saved his soul. And in this way, he has renewed his mind with the spirit of his mind and took authority over the five Sodom cities, which represent his emotional part. Now that Abraham has took control over the emotional aspect of his soul, was he able to honor God in the face of Melchizedek by separating his tithes and the best of what he has? And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, then brought bread and wine to him and blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abraham from God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand," and has given, he then gave him his tithe. Symbolically, the bread and wine that Melchizedek offered to Abraham represented eternal life. This is the body of Jesus Christ, his body and his blood. Melchizedek himself represented Christ for Abraham, the city of Salem, where Melchizedek was king and priest, represented the city whose builder and maker is God. And this is where Abraham saw the day of Christ, or the church of Christ. And so, concluding this, we see that Abraham had a revelation about the promised land, about the adoption of his body by the redemption of Christ. And to receive this blessing, or to have it confirmed, this promise, he needed to fulfill two conditions. First, in the Valley of the Kings, where you can only be after the destruction of Kildallamer and those kings that were with him, and taking control of the five Sodom cities, there is where you will end up. You can only end up again in the Valley of the Kings, the Valley of Shiva, who in their life were able to overcome the four Babylonian kings, the false strongholds of salvation within our hearts and minds, that this is what dead religion has put into us, and take control over the five Sodom cities, which represent our five senses. And second, only from God, in the face of Melchizedek, who is a king of righteousness and peace, can you then receive a blessing. And so when Abraham saved his soul, he was able to honor God and to receive a blessing from God, from Melchizedek. The promise of the adoption of his body, the blessing of Melchizedek, was demonstrated in wine and bread, which represents eternal life when you're an organic member of the city of Salem, that is the city of Jerusalem, the bride of the Lamb. And so right now we are going to sing a psalm, and we will thank God that today we are able to stand before God. Some of us will stand before God as Melchizedek. Only those who were able to overcome the four Babylonian kings and who were able to take control of the five cities of Sodom under control of your five senses, destroying the false strongholds of salvation within yourself. I trust there are those people who will receive today the bread and wine, and will honor God with tithes and offerings, and will receive blessing upon the foundation of the promise that has been given to them. We all need to end up in this valley, and there's a great price to pay for this. Today, later, of course, we will take part in this bread and wine, the blood of Jesus Christ and his broken body, and in this way, we will not just be conformed to his body, we will be doing this from the Valley of the Kings. These are people who are a part of the Bride of the Lamb who will be raptured. And so the status of tithes and the status of communion has now been elevated according to the revelation we have received. Let us stand up and take part in this privileged service.
Спасите,
Allow me to remind us that every time when the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and their offerings in the tabernacle of Moses, the temple of Solomon, they were required as a command from Moses, which he received as a revelation from God, to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they were faithful to for thousands of years. We are that same Israel, connected to the same roots, nourished by the same olive tree. We will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hands over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. And now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened to me, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May be blessed. Please be seated.